From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. An Israeli airstrike near a United Nations school in Gaza has claimed at least 36 lives and left hundreds more injured, according to UN and hospital officials. Latest deaths and injuries come as fierce fighting continues amid an Israeli ground assault, which began this past weekend. Israeli officials confirmed the attack, saying it was in response to mortar fire coming from the school. They also say that Palestinian munitions were being stored in the building and that there were multiple explosions. Gaza officials say more than 50 Palestinians have been killed in fighting today, taking the death toll since the Israeli offensive began 11 days ago to nearly 600. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in New York today for meetings at the UN to promote her ideas on how to end the conflict in Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has more.
Secretary Rice is to meet with several of her Arab counterparts in New York and take part in a UN Security Council meeting on ways to end the latest conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The Bush administration has stopped short of calling for an immediate ceasefire, arguing that a truce would need to resolve what it says is the root of the conflict, Hamas's ability to fire rockets from Gaza into Israel. The State Department says the U.S. also wants to deal with the issue of the tunnels that Hamas uses to smuggle weapons and material into Gaza from Egypt. UN officials have been calling for a quicker end to the Israeli military operation, which they say has led to a humanitarian disaster and a mounting civilian death toll in Gaza. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Roland Burris, the man appointed by embattled Illinois Governor Rob Blagojevich to fill President-elect Barack Obama's vacant Senate seat, was effectively barred from the Senate today. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that'll be the case until Burris's appointment is certified.
Mr. Burris takes possession of valid credentials. The Senate will proceed in a manner that is respectful to Mr. Burris while ensuring that there's no cloud of doubt over the appointment to fill this seat.
Senate Democrats had previously vowed to block any appointment by Rob Blagojevich, who faces charges he sought to sell Mr. Obama's vacant seat to the highest bidder. With an economic stimulus proposal that could run up to $800 billion, congressional leaders are vowing to hold the line on pet projects. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from the Capitol.
State governors have made the case for about $800 billion in federal aid, which they say they could use to ease budget deficits, create jobs, and build roads and highways. But congressional leaders are trying to avoid weighing down the bill with earmarks, says House Appropriations Committee Chairman David Obey of Wisconsin.
I think everybody understands that governors and state highway commissions have a pretty good idea of what's needed at the state level. There are going to be no earmarks in the House.
Obey, who spoke to NPR's Morning Edition, says he will not bring a bill to the House floor if it has pet projects in it. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 62 points today, ending the session at 9,015. The Nasdaq was up 24 points. The S&P 500 rose 7 points today. This is NPR. Alcoa is the latest big company to announce major job cuts heading into the new year. The Pittsburgh-based aluminum maker said today it will eliminate 13,500 jobs, roughly 13% of its global workforce, by the end of the year. In addition to the job cuts, which will include 260 positions at its corporate headquarters, the company also says it will freeze salaries and hiring, sell 4 of its non-core businesses, and eliminate around 1,700 contractor positions. Ethiopia has not yet withdrawn its entire force from neighboring Somalia, despite announcing a pullout by the end of 2008, NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
There's nothing easy about a military withdrawal. Some say in situations where animosities linger, it takes 2 soldiers to get 1 out. And in Somalia, animosities have been lingering since that nation's last military dictatorship fell in 1991, prompting clan violence, warlord violence, and now a full-blown Islamist insurgency. For the past 2 years, Ethiopia has provided protection for Somalia's internationally supported but weak transitional government. And yet during that time, they've become public enemy number 1 among the insurgents and among ordinary Somalis who see them as invaders. But in a recent statement announcing the beginning of the pullout from Somalia, the Ethiopian government said that many of its goals of helping to restore peace and stability in Somalia with the cooperation of the transitional government had been met. In fact, the statement is titled Mission Accomplished. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.
The nation's housing market continues to show no signs of turning around, with the key measure of pending home sales falling to its lowest level on record in November. National Association of Realtors says the index, which tracks signed contracts to purchase existing homes, fell by 4%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.